This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The American labor market is a cumbersome beast. 157 million of us, plus or minus, that's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. People join in and leave the workforce with varying degrees of regularity, as we tell you the first Friday of every month when the unemployment numbers come out. One group, though, is disproportionately not leaving the workforce, which is creating problems farther down the demographic curve. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more on baby boomers who just keep on working.
It's the Woodstock generation, born during and after World War II, who are supposed to be retired already or retiring soon. At 79, attorney Martin Kramer fits the bill. He was actually at Woodstock. He was one of the festival's lawyers. The New York law firm he worked for represented artists like Jimi Hendrix.
I remember clearly Lieutenant Governor Malcolm Wilson was in charge, and he wanted to send in the National Guard in uniform. And I said, 33-year-old me, to his chief of staff, I said, if he does that, I'll sue all you guys.
I'm sitting out on the deck with Kramer at his country house in upstate New York, where he's vacationing. More than four decades after Woodstock, with Kramer pushing 80, you'd think he might be on kind of permanent vacation, but actually he's still working as a lawyer down in New Jersey 3 or 4 days a week. Not quite as exciting as Woodstock, mostly wills and estates.
I realize I do it because I enjoy it. I need the intellectual stimulation. I need something to keep me actively occupied.
Labor force participation rate for people 55 and over is basically as high as we've seen in a couple of generations.
That's economist Matthew Rutledge at the Boston College Center for Retirement Research. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the percentage of people over 55 who are working or looking for work has increased by one-third in the last 25 years.
People are responding to the fact that they're going to live longer and that therefore they have more years that they have to cover.
Plus, the recession and slow recovery mean many seniors have even less to work with.
The Social Security benefits aren't going to be replacing their income at the rates that they used to in previous generations. People's pensions aren't as generous as they used to be in all likelihood. People just haven't saved all that much. Housing prices falling, as we've seen during the recession.
71-year-old Bill Safier can relate to that. I met him working out at his gym.
Spinal twist.
In 2008, he was downsized out of a senior management job in healthcare. Now he's trying to make it as an independent consultant.
There's creative juices that I still have to work out, and that means working.
Kind of icing on the cake, or is this really food on the table? And I know that's a hard question, a personal question. But
I don't know. My wife and I had a discussion yesterday on this very issue. I had a small cushion, and it is running down. My wife wants me to retire. But I really can't. We can't afford it.
Kyle Pierce thought she'd be free and clear of needing to work when she retired from nursing at age 62.
I played bridge a lot of the time.
I reached her at home in Massachusetts as she and her husband were getting ready to host a bridge party. But she's not just playing cards these days. She says through the recession, returns on her savings went way down.
I realized that we were going in the hole to the tune of about $1,000 a month. I figured I better start doing something. And I had been a waitress way back, and I thought, well, let me do that. And went from $42 an hour as a nurse to $11.
But if Martin Kramer keeps doing wills and estates into his 80s, Bill Safier and Kyle Pierce are still working well into their 70s, won't that crowd out all the young people coming up behind? Apparently not. Economist Matthew Rutledge calls this the lump of labor fallacy.
That there's only a certain amount of jobs out there, and if an old person's holding that job, that means a young person isn't.
In fact, he says the opposite is true.
Old people working is good for the economy. And when old people are working instead of being retired, they have a lot more money to spend.
Not everyone agrees that older workers holding onto their jobs for decades more will be a boon to the young. But either way, it's a reality employees and employers will have to deal with for a long time to come. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.